Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. All remaining living hostages in Gaza freed from Hamas captivity under US brokered ceasefire deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails return of hostages. President Donald Trump calls hostages' release a dawn of new Middle East during his address at Israel's parliament. President of Mongolia, Khuril Sukukhna, arrives in New Delhi on a four-day visit to hold talks with Prime Minister Modi tomorrow. Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences awarded to Joel Mocha, Philippe Aguillon and Peter Howitt for explaining innovation-driven economic growth. And in cricket, India just 58 runs away from winning second test against West Indies in Delhi and clean sweeping the series 2-0. The 20 remaining living hostages in Gaza were returned to Israel by Palestinian armed group Hamas under the US brokered ceasefire deal after over 2 years of captivity. The bodies of 28 hostages who are presumed dead and are still in the enclave. All 250 Palestinian prisoners and more than 1,700 detainees from Gaza held by Israel without charge since the Hamas-led attacks on 7th of October in 2023 have also been released. India has welcomed the return of hostages after over 2 years of captivity in Gaza under the US brokered ceasefire deal. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said their freedom stands as a tribute to the courage of their families, the unwavering peace efforts of US President Donald Trump, and the strong resolve of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said, India supports President Trump's sincere efforts to bring peace to the region. Addressing Israel's parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem today, U.S. President Trump hailed the return of 20 living hostages under the Gaza peace deal, calling it a dawn of the new Middle East.
After two harrowing years in darkness and captivity, 20 courageous hostages are returning to the glorious embrace of their families, and it is glorious. 28 more precious loved ones are coming home at last to rest in this sacred soil for all of time.
Speaking on this occasion, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called U.S. President Trump the greatest ally of Israel.
Thank you for supporting Operation Rising Lion and for your bold decision to launch Operation Midnight Hammer. Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
From Israel, President Trump has reached Egypt, where he co-chaired the Gaza Peace Summit in Sharm el-Sheikh. Later in the evening, the U.S. President Donald Trump, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani signed a historic document today in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, to end the Gaza conflict. The four leaders acting as guarantors of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire agreement reached a few days earlier in line with President Trump's plan. President Trump and President el-Sisi are co-chairing the summit in Egypt, where more than 20 regional and world leaders have gathered to sign the agreement to end the war in Gaza. President Trump praised el-Sisi's leadership, calling it instrumental in securing the ceasefire. He said President el-Sisi has done a fantastic job to stop the war in Gaza. President of Mongolia, Khuril Sukukhna, arrived in New Delhi today on a four-day visit to India. President Khuril Suk was received by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, at the airport. The visiting dignitary also inspected the Guard of Honour. The President of Mongolia is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising cabinet ministers. Our correspondent has the details.
President Khuril Sukukhna will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow, and both sides will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Several MOUs are expected to be signed after the talks. The Mongolian President will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. President Murmu will host a banquet in the honour of the visiting dignitary. Diplomatic relations between India and Mongolia were established in 1955. Over the past seven decades, the two countries have developed a close and multifaceted partnership anchored in shared cultural and spiritual links and democratic values. The partnership spans across sectors such as defense and security, parliamentary exchanges, development partnership, energy, mining, information technology, education, healthcare, and cultural cooperation. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on President of Mongolia in New Delhi this evening. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the talks between Mongolian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chart a forward-looking course for the new decade of friendship between the two countries. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada, Anita Anand, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi welcomed Ms. Anand and conveyed that her visit would contribute to ongoing efforts to impart new momentum to the India-Canada bilateral partnership. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with his Canadian counterpart in the national capital. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal also met Foreign Minister of Canada. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Pakistan has been gripped by fresh unrest after Punjab police launched a massive crackdown on supporters of the Islamist group Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan TLP in Lahore and Murid Ke during an anti-Israel march. The operation triggered violent clashes that left several demonstrators and one police officer dead. The TLP had begun its protest march in Lahore on Friday with plans to reach Islamabad and stage a demonstration outside the US embassy in support of Gaza and Palestine. The Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for 2025 has been awarded to Joel Mocha, Philippe Aguillon and Peter Howitt for their groundbreaking work on explaining innovation-driven economic growth. We have a report.
Dutch-born American-Israeli economic historian Joel Mokyr from Northwestern University in U.S. has played a crucial role in identifying the prerequisites for sustained growth through technological progress. He used historical evidence to understand how societies move from stagnation to self-sustaining economic growth. On the other hand, French economist Philippe Aguillon of the Collège de France and Canada-born Peter Howitt of Brown University were honored for developing the influential theory of sustained growth through creative destruction. Their 1992 paper presented a model showing how economic growth occurs through a cycle in which new innovations replace old technologies and products. The Nobel Committee said the trio's research has helped economists and policymakers better understand the roots of economic progress. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The BAPS Hindu Mandir in Abu Dhabi, the Middle East's first traditional Hindu stone temple, will host elaborate Diwali celebrations beginning the 18th of this month on Dhanteras, culminating in main festivities on the 20th of October on Diwali. The temple will welcome visitors throughout the festival period with cultural programs, devotional events and sacred rituals marking the Festival of Lights. In cricket, India are just 58 runs away from winning the second test against the West Indies in Delhi and clean sweeping the two-match series. Chasing a target of 121 runs, the hosts were 63 for one at stumps in their second innings on day four at Arun Jaitley Stadium. KL Rahul and Sai Sudarshan were at the crease. Earlier, West Indies were bowled out for 390 runs in their second innings. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. All remaining living hostages in Gaza freed from Hamas captivity under US-brokered ceasefire deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails return of hostages. President Donald Trump calls hostages' release a dawn of new Middle East during his address at Israel's parliament. President of Mongolia, Khurel Suk Ukhna, arrives in New Delhi on a four-day visit to hold talks with Prime Minister Modi tomorrow. Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences awarded to Joel Mocha, Philippe Aguillon and Peter Howitt for explaining innovation-driven economic growth. And in cricket, India just 58 runs away from winning second test against West Indies in Delhi and clean sweeping the series 2-0. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.